relief, and joy. Three people rescued from a mine.
It's a Christmas blessing. That's all there is to it.
Likely House Speaker cuts a deal.
The most, she will serve 4 more years.
Starting school later, getting better results.
Kids are generally more engaged in the work of the classroom.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Anxiety turned to excitement in an instant in West Virginia when word came that 3 people missing in an abandoned coal mine since Saturday had been found alive. CBS's Chip Reed has details.
After 111 hours stranded underground, Kayla Williams, Cody Beverly, and Erica Treadway emerged.
My shoes were soaked, and I couldn't get my feet warm.
Greg Scarborough is Cody Beverly's grandfather.
This right here community loves one another.
Entering the mine, which had been inactive for 2 years, was not easy. Rescuers had to remove water at one entrance and bulldoze a new road outside the other. 4,000 feet underground in the mine, rescuers say they reached Treadway first at 6 p.m., then Williams and Beverly 30 minutes later. All 3 walked out on their own.
They're now getting checked out at a hospital. Off Honolulu, a civilian contractor for the Hawaii National Guard ejected from his military jet before it crashed. He was pulled from the water by a parasailer.
When I got in the water, you know, I was asking him, I was like, are you okay? Like, and he's like, yeah, my back hurts a little bit from the compression. And he was had like a little bit of blood coming out.
The 47-year-old pilot's in serious condition at a hospital. He had been part of a military exercise that was called off after the incident. Not long after former Trump attorney Michael Cohen was handed a 3-year prison sentence came a new revelation. A U.S. attorney said the parent company of a supermarket tabloid would not be prosecuted for efforts to protect Mr. Trump during the 2016 campaign. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
This agreement with the publisher of the National Enquirer raises new questions about the president's legal liability. Prosecutors say AMI has admitted it worked in concert with the Trump campaign to violate federal election law in arranging to pay a former playmate for her silence. AMI promises to conduct internal training on campaign finance regulations.
From Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes says the woman who will likely take over as House Speaker next month, California's Nancy Pelosi, has reached a deal with Democrats who expressed discontent.
Pelosi struck this agreement in order to win the support of a segment of the House Democratic Caucus that believes that it's time for fresh leadership. And so what she has agreed to is that she will serve 1, possibly 2 more terms as Speaker, 4 more years, and that she would essentially step down from leadership in 2022.
President Trump is expected to sign a farm bill that made it through Congress yesterday. It's a $400 billion package of subsidies, food aid, and conservation programs. Overseas, Theresa May is still Prime Minister of Great Britain, but there's no time to rest after surviving a no-confidence vote. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
1/3 of her own conservative lawmakers voted against her over her Brexit deal. So it is a weakened Theresa May who's in Brussels today, hoping to win new concessions out of EU leaders.
What I'll be talking to European leaders about here today is about what I think is we need to get this deal over the line.
But the Wall Street Journal's Lawrence Norman says she'll likely leave with some written reassurances, but no new deal.
The message has been very clear. We'll try and help, but we're not going to change that accord.
Neither side wants Britain to crash out of Europe next March, but that scenario's looking a little likelier this morning. Steve?
Apple has got plans for Austin, Texas. The company says it'll build a $1 billion campus there, adding more jobs. 6,000 people already work for Apple in the Texas capital. The company also envisions locations in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California, with more than 1,000 workers at each. High marks are being given to a school district that switched to a later start time to give students more time to sleep. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula has details.
I definitely felt more awake when I had an extra hour of sleep.
Hazel was one of more than 170 students who took part in a new study. It found when school started later, students slept longer and their academic performance improved.
That really helped me complete my schoolwork, but also just be more interested in what I was learning.
One group was monitored in 2016 when school started at 7:50 a.m., and the other group in 2017 when classes began almost an hour later at 8:45 a.m. Students who started class later slept an extra 34 minutes on school nights, and their grades improved an average of 4.5%.
Well, the experts are unwrapping the forecast for holiday travel.
Highways like Florida's Turnpike are expected to be packed when the 11-day holiday travel period starts a week from Saturday.
Most people will be hitting the road. 102 million Americans will be driving to their destination this year.
AAA's Tamara Johnson says drivers have gotten an early holiday gift of lower gas prices.
That's down nearly 30 cents since last month.
If it's not traffic you're hearing, it may be roller bags at the airport. 6.7 million people are expected to fly, up more than 4% from last year. Overall, AAA says these will be the highest holiday travel numbers since they started keeping track in 2001. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
It took a few years to get there, but there's been a final court ruling in a music copyright case. Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke with their 2015 hit Blurred Lines will have to pay Marvin Gaye's family $5 million and royalties. That's Gaye's Got to Give It Up. The court agreed the more recent hit borrowed too much from that 1977 song. A strong fan vote helped propel Def Leppard into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also just getting word that the groups inducted include The Cure, Janet Jackson, The Zombies, Roxy Music, Radiohead, and Stevie Nicks. Just like the wild wind, she's already in as a member of Fleetwood Mac. Some big money is being spent on The Boss.
Tickets for Bruce Springsteen's final Broadway show are going for a whole lot of money.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
Orchestra-level seats for the final show this Saturday are listed online for more than $40,000. Tickets have already been high for a Springsteen on Broadway, which has been on the Great White Way for 14 months. Online retailer StubHub says the average price paid for a seat this week is $2,188, about 50% higher than the average price throughout the run as a whole. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Melvin Dumar has died at 74. He claimed he gave the eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes a ride to Las Vegas after finding him on a desert road in 1967. Dumar later said Hughes sent him a handwritten will, leaving him millions. Court said it was a fake. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.